二十号我没有准备，所以我就想到怎么说。
Okay. So when my CES director first asked me if I wanted to do CYA again this year, I was kind of not really wanting to do it, but.
当 CES 问我们问我今年要不要做，我不是很确定。
Because I had already signed up for 2 online courses, and I thought if I had 2 weeks of training and 2 weeks of service on top of that, it would be really hard for me to get my classes done efficiently. But if any of you guys know Mrs. Heath personally, it's really hard to say no to her because she like called me on the phone and she was like, "Oh God bless you, Alina," and I was like, "Yeah, I can't say no." So.
但是大家如果你认识 Mrs. Heath， 你知道说你是很难拒绝她的。她在电话里不断跟我讲，一旦答应她就说感谢主。
Yeah, but here I am today, and I completed 2 weeks, and I got my 2 courses done as well. So.
今天，所以我今天站在这里，就是我上完了我网上的课程，我也经过了两次的训练。
Okay, so I think the most important thing that I learned this year at CYA was to thank God for even the little things.
我相信我学到的就是在小事上也能够感谢神。
I feel like a lot of times I want God to do a lot of big things or extravagant things, which he does, but I also tend to overlook the small things that he gives me as well.
很多时候我们求神为我们做大事，做奇妙的事，神也确实也做，但是很多时候我们就忽略了那些小事。
For example, before each club, I would ask God to like give us a miracle or something like that, and I feel like a lot of times, I wanted him to do something that was really, really, really big, and I just like overlook everything else that he provided.
以前每次参加之前，我们的祷告好像就希望有一个特别的神迹发生，这样我们就好像会忽略那些小的事情。
For example, my second week of club, I didn't get any kids back for counseling, and I didn't have any salvations at all.
这个我们第二次这个没有孩子回来要咨询的，也没有人好像真的得救。
And so I was kind of disappointed at that, I guess, and I felt like I didn't do enough.
对，我就失望了，我觉得是我做的不够好。
And so I kind of like asked God, why didn't I get even a single child back or even a single salvation?
所以我就问神说，为什么连一个小孩都没有回来为什么没有一个人得救？
But I kind of realized that God doesn't only work through like people receiving salvation. Like we can see him work in other ways as well.
所以我后来就意识到，神不只是就是我定下来有人得救，那就是他做工，那其他事就没有做工。
On the very first day of my last club, it was raining all day, and so at the start of my club, it was kind of like sprinkling. And we were all thinking, we're probably going to have to send the kids home because it's probably going to start raining pretty soon.
那训练的最后一天下了大雨，那个我们就想说，可能我们就要把孩子都送回去。
But God miraculously held off the rain until the very last moment. Like the moment we finished club, it started downpouring.
但是好像课开始的时候，那雨开始下，但是神行了奇妙的事，把那个雨止住嘛，直到课上完，这个雨就开始倾盆大雨。
So I guess I could count that as a miracle.
我觉得这是神的作为。
Another really important thing that I think we all have learned, like all of us CYers, is that everything is in God's hand and God's timing.
我们一起学到的还有一个功课，就是一切都在神的手中，他有他的时候。
Like just because I didn't get any salvations my second week doesn't mean God's not using my teaching and my team to help build up that child's faith, and one day he or she will receive salvation.
尽管是没有好像直接通过我让人得救，但是不表示神没有通过我来做工。
what else do I want to say? I guess just remember who you're working for.
记得你是为谁而做工。
Yeah, and to any of you guys who think that you're not capable of doing CYA, I did it, so you should do it as well.
如果你们认为自己不够资格，至少你们看看我，我去了。
Yeah, and I hope I can do it again in the future.
以后我希望也能够继续。
Great, thank you.
Hello, my name is Jacob.
大家好，我是
Jacob. This past month, I had the chance to go share the gospel with CYA.
上个月我有机会去CYA传福音。
I had a lot of fun and I learned a lot from it. And
sorry.我很喜乐，我也学到很多。
I also learned how to deal with children that didn't like to sit still for a long time.
我也学到对于那些不愿意安静坐着的很久的孩子怎么样来帮助他们。
This year was quite challenging for my team and I because we had all the preschool groups this year.
因为今年对于我们这个团队有很大的挑战，因为我们有很多学前的孩子。
The preschoolers had extremely short attention spans and would be constantly moving around to talk to different friends during the lesson. And preschoolers also had a very hard time understanding what we were saying. Nonetheless, I still had a great time teaching.
但是无论如何，我很喜欢这个教导的时间。
I'd like to share a story that happened during my second week of club.
我喜欢在第二周的时候给他们讲故事。
So on the first day of our club, we had about five kids that attended.
第一天有五个孩子。
And as the week went by, we had more kids during the middle of the week and less kids towards the end of the week.
在当中，孩子更多，到了末了，孩子更少。
And on the very last day, we only had one child that attended.
最后一天只有一个孩子。
But on that last day, even though only one kid came, that kid was the best kid out of them all.
虽然最后一天只有一个，但是我觉得那个是最好的孩子。
She would sit still, she would pay attention, and she would answer all the questions.
她坐在那里，很安静地坐在那里，认真地听她有回答所有的问题。
And her mom even told us that every single day at 5 o'clock, she said, Mom, we need to go to church. That really encouraged me, and even though I thought that none of the kids were listening, I knew that she was. And although she might not be able to understand everything right now, we still planted that seed so that one day she can fully understand God's love and salvation. I'd like to finish with a verse from Matthew
19:14.
It says, Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.
也就是说让小孩子到我这里来，不要阻止他们，因为在天国的真是这样的人。弟兄姐妹平安。These
two brothers and sisters.
I'm Samuel. I'm Samuel Liu, and I'm here to share with you my experience at CYA this year.
我是Samuel，我来分享我在CYA的经历。
Yesteryear, I was given the opportunity to begin serving with CYA and junior CYA, but this year I decided it was time to take a step forward onto the next level.
去年我是在那个年轻内组，CYA的年轻内组，今年我觉得要往前进一步。
As such, I decided to teach this year in senior CYA and serve in a much greater capacity.
今年我决定在年长的这一组会有教更多的内容。
And so, as Pastor Gary has asked me to do so, I have I have some insights and things I've learned to share with you from this past few months. So going into CY, I really thought that being the perfect CY heir was all about being able to really remember the story and present a really kind of coherent lesson, which would be really easy for the children to understand and to grasp.
我觉得说一个完美的这个CY的课程是说你把整个的故事记得非常好，然后你讲述的时候让孩子们能够完全的明白。
And I thought, you know, that if you nailed every point perfectly and you tied in everything right, then you would get the most kids, right? Like.
所以我觉得说如果你把其中每一点都搞得非常好，那么你就能够得到孩子的心。
But as the weeks progressed, I began to see that was not the case. See, even the lessons which I thought, you know, weren't the best and were really kind of confusing and had a lot of, and throughout which a lot of complications kind of arose. Well, really, I saw that even though those lessons were flawed and even though distractions popped up, in those lessons, sometimes children would still come back in even greater number than, per se, in, well, I would deem a more quality lesson.
尽管我们想把它做到完美，尽管这周里我们看到很多不完美的事情，有这个缺点，有这个打扰的事情，各种各样的不完美，不尽人意的地方，但是我们仍然看见孩子们会回来。
And I began to realize, no matter what words you speak to their ears or what pictures you show to their eyes, it's really God who's really speaking to their hearts.
最后我意识到，是我们是在说那些的话，是我们在把图片show给他们看，但是是神在那里做工。
And so even if you don't always give the best lesson, or if you're really bad at interacting with the kids, or you think, you know, that, well, or you get really, okay, so even if you think you're bad at presenting lessons, you're really bad at interacting with the kids, or that oftentimes you kind of have trouble dealing with distractions or things like that, even though you might think you're not the best CYA teacher, in reality, the quality of your message isn't the thing that really matters. It's God's grace and
就是尽管我们认为自己不是最好的老师，我们跟孩子交通也不够好，然后有出现干扰的事情，我也不会好好处理。但是最后我发现这些不是最重要的。And
so even if you think that you're a pretty bad teacher, and you might be an imperfect person, you can still be a perfect vessel for God to use.
但是我们知道说，尽管我们不是一个完美的老师。 但是神仍然可以把我们当做一个完美的器皿来用。Thank
you for your time.
Hi, my name is Isabel.
大家好，我是 Elizabeth.
Okay, so serving at CYIA for the first year was a lot different from the training I thought it would be like. I think honestly the training is a lot harder than the actually teaching, but I don't know. At the first club, since it was a preschool group, and the youngest was 2, we had to simplify a lot of things, so we didn't get all the in-depth stuff that the training told us to talk about. I think a lot of the kids actually learned a lot, but on Thursday, it was kind of a struggle. So, since it was like raining really hard, we had to teach indoors. And on Thursday, there was the most kids that came, so. A lot of the kids did pay attention, but one girl just wanted to play and read her books, so.
Uh,
Another one brought two friends along, and they talked almost the entire time. And at the very end of club, one of them dragged him off the couch at first. As we moved along that week, we worked together together as a team more smoothly, and we didn't have to put in the code word as much. And at our third club, it was kind of difficult. On Tuesday, two of the girls didn't want to come back because we treated them more babyish than they wanted to. Eventually, they came back, and we were really glad. One of the girls, Lily, her dad tried to be a missionary, but it didn't work out. So he was really bitter toward God and the Bible, so our hostess just invited Lily to come to 5-Day Club. And on Friday, I think the most kids came, and they all had a lot of fun and learned a lot. And my second week was just as, just like that. Our team, since it was all church kids, we worked pretty roughly at first because we were not accustomed to working together yet. Eventually, we worked together really well, and just by looking at each other, we kind of knew what to do. Of course, the kids helped a lot, and especially at the third club. I think that club was the most enthusiastic, and all of them went to church except for two, but they probably heard those stories several times. All of the kids were anxious to answer the review questions, and they sang really loudly, really loudly. The two kids that didn't know God, they came on Friday because Tuesday our hostess invited us and their mom to dinner. The two kids, Riker and Abby, decided to stay for club. They were really, really shy at first. But eventually, they began to pay attention more, and I think they did learn a lot. And it's kind of like us, because as the week progressed, we knew how to help with counseling and tell the kids what the answers to their questions were. And I hope I'm able to serve the Lord at CYIA next year. Thank you.
Morning. My name is Lucas. Today I'm also going to tell you about my CYA experience, just like everyone else here. And today is just going to be a little story about what happened on my first day. It was pretty... is pretty nerve-wracking for me and embarrassing, and I've been made fun of for it. The day before, I had Jacob over at my house, and he stayed at my house for the entire week that we were serving the Lord.
在那个开始 CY 服务之前呢，那晚上 Jacob 跟我到我家来跟我一起玩，然后呢，他在我家待了一个星期。
So he helped me study and get all my teachings right, and he kind of gave me like an overview of what was going to happen for our clubs. But that first club definitely caught me off guard and was also Auntie Julie. These words I will not forget. She said, sometimes you want a teacher to go ahead and read the memory verse for you instead of a child. And so what happened at that first club was I was teaching the memory verse for the day, and the children there were all like 5 to 8-ish, and I thought they could all read. And so what ended up happening was I called on a little child named Oliver, and he couldn't read the memory verse.
那天教课的时候，因为我不知道就是那个，所以呢，刚开始教的时候就你助理就告诉我，就是老师应当把那个就是要记忆的章节呢要读出来。然后呢，我让小朋友来读的时候呢，有个小朋友呢，他大概不识字，他不会读。
And so Oliver couldn't read the verse, and he ended up leaving club for just a little bit. Luckily, his mom was the hostess, and she was able to help him calm down, but he was crying, and it was a mess. Because that
little child, I taught him to come, and he didn't read, so many other kids didn't read, so it caused that little child to cry, and it was his mom that day, so his mom helped us comfort that child.
So after that first day, the Lord helped me pick a child who could read. And all the days after that, I made sure to pick on that child to read the verse or his brother because they could both read.
So, 呢神让我帮助我找到一个孩子呢他能够识字的然后呢这整个这一周呢我就让那个孩子读而且让他的兄弟读因为他们只有他们两个认识字。
And so yeah, basically after that first day, I thought I was kind of doomed because I had chosen a child who couldn't read. And, but of course the Lord makes good come out of bad. And through every trial, He is always with you. And that's what I wanted to share today.
Thank
you.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric.
大家好，我叫 Eric.
And I'm going to share what happened during my weeks of teaching CYA.
我跟大家分享就是我教 CYA 的这两周的这个事情。
Right. Well, I had a really good time teaching CYA.
我教 CYA 开心。
I got to meet lots of great people, and I got to spread the gospel and teach children who needed to hear about Jesus as their Savior.
Yeah, 我碰到很多很棒的朋友，然后呢，我也就是有这个机会，神让我就是向这些不知道没听过福音的孩子传福音。
So what happened in my first week of teaching? So we had two clubs, and they were about walking distance between each other.
第一周教的时候呢，就是我们有两个地方，然后呢，他们就是都是可以走路过去的。
So what we would do is we would finish teaching our second club, and then we would walk. No, we would go to the third club, and then we'd start setting up.
Okay, 我们就是通常就是教完第二课呢，然后我们就要走到第三个地方开始准备。
But what would happen was there were some kids who actually they lived in the area where we taught the third club, but they would go to the second club, and then they would come to our third club as well.
Yeah, 我们碰到一群孩子呢，他们非常喜欢我们的课，所以他们本来住在是第三个地方，我们要去的地方，但是呢，他们第二节课的时候就过来了，然后再参加第三堂。
And it just really surprised me that these kids they were willing to go to both of our clubs that day.
Yeah, 让我很吃惊，这群孩子他们愿意来参加两堂。
And they didn't just go for like the first day. No, they went to both the clubs the entire week.
他们并不是第一天，只是做了第一天，他们就整个这一周都是这样。
So we eventually we moved a third club location to where they lived because our original location we had to go pick them up and then we had to walk them across a busy street to get to our location and we didn't have any children who lived around our club location. So
所以我们就是要到 通常是为了让他们参加第二堂，我们要到第三个地方把他们接过来。
So it just really it touched my heart that these children they were willing to go to both of our clubs that day for the entire week.
就是让我很感动，这些孩子他们很愿意来参加我们两堂的这个教学。
And sometimes we even changed our lesson because they had already heard the lesson for the day, so then we had to change our lesson to another lesson.
Yeah, 有时候我们为了就是让他们不觉得就是重复，所以我们还要把我们的课程稍微改动一下。
And it was just an amazing experience to teach at CYA this year.
Yeah, 对我来说这是一个很奇妙的经历。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hello, my name is Tim.
大家好，我叫 Tim.
So, good morning, aunties and uncles, and young brothers and sisters.
大家早上好，叔叔阿姨，还有弟兄姐妹们。
I thank you all for supporting me on this journey to CRA to learn more about who God is, what sin is, and who Jesus is.
很感谢大家对我的支持，让我到这个旅程当中知道这个耶稣是谁，那个罪人是什么。
The reason why I decided to join CYA is because I wanted to tell other people about God.
我为什么参加 CYA 是因为我想告诉别人关于神的事情。
So.First of all, I would like to share what we did on each week in CYA.
Okay, 首先我想跟大家分享，就是我们在这个就是这两周之间，我们是做了什么。
So, the first week of training was in Hannibal, Missouri.
第一周的训练是在 Hannibal, Missouri.
It was at a church.
Yeah, 是在一个教会。
So we had about 19 kids and about 8 teachers.
我们有19个学生，八位老师。
All the boys were together and all the girls were together.
男孩住在一起，女孩住在一起。
The food over there was pretty good.
那边吃的食物很好。
We had recreation time for 1 hour and 25 minutes every day.
我们就是每一天有那个有大概一小时四十五分钟的这个时间。
And we also had chapel, so we got together for our group devotion and shared the things that we wrote down.
我们有分组，就是一起分享，然后呢，我们一起就是坐在一起做。
In the beginning of chapel, we sang a couple of songs. Then we did our mission project.And then after that, we went into our groups to share our devotions.
就我们每天有一段时间，就是我们先唱歌，然后在一起讨论我们的这个项目，然后再分享我们每天的心得。
So the second week, we went back to Blue Ridge Bible Church and in Kansas City and did training over there.
第二周我们是在那个 Blue Ridge 那个 Church 在密苏里这边那个培训。
So while we were there, we told at a daycare by the church.
我们是在那个一个就是叫什么小孩的幼儿园那边就是训练的。
So at the beginning, they were talking a lot to each other, but throughout the day.And the week, they were listening very attentively, listening throughout the week.
Okay. 一开始这些小孩都就是互相就是不太听，但是到后来他们就听得很仔细。
So we sang songs and told Bible stories, and also it was a fun week to be with them.
Yeah. 然后我们是跟他们一起唱歌，然后我们讲那个圣经的故事。是个很愉快的一周。
So during the following 2 weeks, we did the 5-day clubs.
在后面的两周，我们就做了那个就是叫五天的这个就是传讲福音的事情。
So we went to many apartments.
我们到了很多这个公寓。
And when we were there, we knocked on doors to get kids to come.
我们去敲他们的门, 然后让他们孩子来参加我们的活动。
When the kids come, we played a game and sing a song.
当小孩子来的时候, 我们就跟他们一起做游戏, 跟他们一起唱歌。
Also, we told Bible stories and a missionary story also.
我们跟他们讲圣经的故事, 跟他们讲传道士的故事。
Then, well, we gave them a piece of candy just for coming to club the first day.
Okay, 我们给他们一些糖, 谢谢他们来玩, 来。
Also, we gave out Bibles to anyone who does not have anyone yet.
我们也给他们圣经, 如果他们有圣经的话。
So when they brought a friend, they get an extra piece of candy.
如果他们带一个朋友来, 他们还可以得到, 另外一块糖。
And I enjoy it very much.
我很喜欢。<laughs> So
to summarize it all, I learned a lot in CYIA this year.
总结一下, 我在CYIA学到很多。
Well, one most important thing that I learned in CYIA is that there is no age limitation to be a missionary.
首先学到的事情就是作为传道人的话, 没有这个年龄的限制。
Second, I learned a lot about God by joining CYIA.
我对神的了解也更加深了一点。
I know that God is a creator, He is almighty.
我知道神是创造者, 他是, 万能的主。
He created everything, like for example, like trees, you and me, animals, mountains and oceans, and yeah. Earth.
他创造了万有, 就是包括你和我, 树啊, 这些, 动物啊, 这些。
I also learned that God is a savior.
神是那个拯救者。
He sent His only Son on the cross to die for our sins so we can be saved.
他派他的儿子来, 然后拯救我们, 然后他死在十字架上。
And He gives us eternal life and our sin cleansed by Jesus' blood.
他就是让我们赎了我们的罪, 用他的宝血洗了我们的罪。
Then third of all, I know that God is powerful. So with God's power, you can do everything. Well, I was worried about the CYIA maybe too hard for me, but God made it possible.
我很担心就CYIA可能对我来说是比较难的事情,但是神让这一切成为可能。
I am able to memorize Bible verses, read songs, and tell Bible stories and help with games.
Yeah. 我能够就是背诵那个圣经章节, 能够, 学会他们那个歌, 而且呢能够, 讲故事。
I know that God is with me at all times for helping me and guiding through these things.
我谢谢神就是在许多时候都给我很多帮助。
So God loves us, and He loves me also. So,
神与我们同在。
Through CYIA, I really enjoyed the love from God.
我在CYIA我很享受神的爱。
So CYIA staffs help me give me lots of help.
那个CYIA的这个就是其他的人也给了我很多的帮助。
They spent extra time with me for the lesson.
Yeah, 他们就是愿意花更多的时间来帮助我准备课程。
And Auntie Julie not only took us to service, but also spent extra time for us to practice.
Yeah, Auntie Julie 不仅就是, 帮助我们, 而且就是要帮助我们就是准备这些课程。 她而且带我们去那个就是, 就是接送我们。
So our team helped each other for training and service.
我的团队也帮助就是彼此帮助我们准备 那个服务。
So we laughed together and grew together spiritually.
要我们就是一起在这个灵命上得到 增长。
So that's my experience of joining CYIA.
这就是我参加CYIA的经历。
So I'll give you a challenge.
我给大家一个这个挑战。
So I would like to encourage other kids over here to join CYA next year.
Yeah, 我希望就是其他的孩子能够也来参加CYA,
明年能够参加CYA. Thank you, and God bless, and God bless the church.
Yeah, 谢谢大家.
OK. 因为我感觉看见这些孩子在见证，实在是真的觉得我们在神面前都是平等的。虽然我比起他们的时候，我是个老太太了，但是我们每天都在学功课。我觉得神今天让我很有一个忏悔的心，一颗对我先生忏悔的心。所以呢，我想跟他说对不起。 今天神才让我意识到我是一个多么傲气，多么脾气暴躁的一个人。我觉得我当时嫁给他的时候，我觉得我很温柔。但是 ，anyway， I'm here because I'm touched by the Holy Spirit. Just want to thank you and apologize. 我觉得当时。 我要嫁给李天石的时候，之前我有四五年都没有男朋友。我以前找男朋友就光看学历，所以在我以前的就是 dating 没有 work out 之后，我就不知道去找谁了，因为就是 first I have to look at 那个 academic success。所以我有四五年没有男朋友，我们医院人都说这个小兄弟会不知道找个啥人。然后 anyhow， 后来有机会认识李天石以后，他当时在 Cornell。 纽约读 PhD candidate， 然后我就想哇塞，那比我以前的那个学位高。Anyhow， 就这样开始联系，后来就跟他 marry 了。所以 marry 以后，就好像很多的婚姻一样，好像发现不是你 what you wanted to have， 好像就觉得他没有 meet my expectation， 其实我也没有 meet 他的 expectation。 就是说这么多年下来，好像神就让我们在吵吵当中度过。虽然也吵不散，但是每天都在吵。然后我这个性格呢，从来没觉得自己错过，好像就觉得好像有一点，很多时候我都觉得是我的对，就是有点有理不饶人，一直都是那样。所以天使经常在家里抱怨我不尊重他，我也没觉得我有什么不尊重，因为 every time I was right， nothing I was wrong。 然后他也开始抱怨我这个都已经在 influence 我的孩子，我 never took it seriously， 因为我从来没觉得我 wrong。就好像孩子生下来的时候，男婴生下来的时候，我不要他抱孩子，我也不要，反正就老是抱怨他，这样孩子也弄得不对，那样的孩子也弄得不对。他就跟我说，这也是我的孩子，你把他弄得就像一杯热咖啡，被你这样的时候就变成一个凉咖啡。 所以那句话我就还一直记得，但是我也没有想过太多。最近我们家还来了一条狗，然后我跟男一两个就老说天使不会逗狗，连狗都不会逗。所以你们就可以想象 ，everything I was right in the house。所以在很多事情上，我养孩子或者是什么，都是我自己 decision， 我从来不会去跟他商量。所以在我们家，我要干我的事情我就干，如果天使要干什么，他自己干。 我从来没有个 concept 要跟他商量。然后昨天就因为一个很小的事，男一起来，他就很 motivated for some reason。他说：“妈妈，我要 clean up the house。”然后我就想他肯定在那开玩笑。但 anyhow she did。他把我们家那些十几年小 baby 两三岁的那个 corner 都掏出来了，挺好的。然后我就。 他就不是要 sort 嘛，有东西你不用的就或者要用的什么样，最后要用的存起来。然后我就知道，要是我去看他做的话，我就会唠叨，比如说他想扔的我不想扔。后来我就跟我说，孩子好不容易 motivate 我就不要去干预他。然后我就说，你把你想要丢的或者donate就放在一边。然后呢，他爸爸下来一看，哎呦不得了，这个东西怎么能不要，那个东西怎么能不要。然后我就跟他说，我说天使，我都在已经在 zip up my mouth， 我说我们还得有这个 motivation， 那个是最重要的，不要 kill 那个，不要 kill 那个 motivation， 这些东西要不要一点都不关，一点都不重要，因为他在里边已经待了十几年，我们都没有用， there is no value to us。 我就还提醒他，他也就还好，就走了。一会儿下来又开始了，哎呀，这个东西不能扔，那个东西不能扔，我就开始有点火了。我说我已经给你提醒了， 你不能丢了西瓜捡了芝麻。然后我们两个就开始 argue 了，然后这只是一个 example， 然后就开始骂他，我就追着他骂，每次我一骂就把他骂到房间里去。最近我脾气更暴躁，骂的时候我还上楼把门开着接着骂，好像就到这个年龄段，就是非要把他压下去，好像因为我在你就一定要把他压下去。但是昨天 anyway 就这样过去了。其实把他骂了之后，我心里好像也没有平安，因为我正在做饭，这样一骂他肯定又不吃饭了。还好我后来我觉得圣灵感动，我还给他煮了一碗馄饨给他端到房间里去。然后我跟他说，我说你这把年纪了，做事情一点智慧都没有。然后我就说，这个东西要怎么样才做才有智慧。然后他说，啊，那你刚才这个你要那样跟我讲，我不就听进去了吗？我也不会跟你 argue 了呀。然后 anyway 就是每天就是这样， anything 都是 I was right he was wrong， and 把他骂到房间里，然后又最后还是我胜了。然后后来就去学钢琴哦，学钢琴带着孩子去 make up， 然后我就收到高丽兄一个电话，他说他要找天使，然后就打到我的手机上来，然后我就跟高丽兄说了，我说高丽兄在，我跟天使说高丽兄在找你。后来我就回去问他，高丽兄找你干什么？他高丽兄叫我明天去博饼，我说 what？ Just it's a surprise to me, I don't know why. Anyhow.他就今天早上起来就 get ready here， and I was like， 我们是2000年的样子来教会，天使从来没有上来 serve 过，或者孩子跟我两个在教会有 serve， 但是我从来没有 expect 天使会上来 serve。 我就觉得这是神给我们的一个，给我的一个提醒，说，因为我又觉得我们家就吵吵闹了，连男婴都要问我，为什么你现在对爸爸那么这样也看不顺，那样也看不顺，那你为什么当时要跟他结婚呢？我说当时我就看见他的那个 academic success， 我说我的舅舅就跟我说，你到底是找男朋友还是找成立研究机构？我说因为我当时年轻的时候有一个叔叔，他就是农村出来的，非常非常能干一个人，他后就是到省政府机关了，后来到葡萄牙驻大使馆，就是当大使。那个叔叔就对我印象非常深，因为他跟我妈妈是同学嘛。哎，我就觉得，我就当时就很喜欢小伙子能够自己自立，能够不靠父母什么，就很能成功的。所以呢，后来遇见天使，我就觉得他跟那个叔叔很像。哎，你好，但是这个每一个人都是结婚之前都有自己的一个 imagination 在里边，结婚以后就发现你不是我想要的，我也不是你想要的。其实这就是刚才唱那首歌那个本相，那个也是 touch 我今天想上来。就经过那么多年，神软化我的心，觉得其实我也很不对。我一直觉得他不会 communicate， 没有智慧。其实我也没有智慧，我也不会 communicate。我老是用那种强硬的，我自己去做，我不跟你两个商量。其实我 hurt 了他很多，但是我觉得他都已经容忍我这么多年，直到今天好像神才给我们一个信息。所以，我觉得我欠他一个道歉，所以我可能还是会重新做这些事情，但是。但是他告诉我的 feeling 应该是对的，就是我这种强势，还有我原先我女儿也跟他那样讲话，我觉得我还有3年孩子就要离开了。其实我真的觉得神今天叫我说不要教会你的女儿也这样去吹着你的先生。所以呢，我就觉得看见这些小孩子，我就再一次想起我们在神面前都是平等的，不管我们年岁多大都在学功课。所以我很感谢神能够天使有这样的机会来 今天的上来, which really means a lot to me and a surprise to me. 所以, I don't know if I can be better, but 感谢神今天给我们这个 signal. 谢谢。
想说三五句，圣经里面就说爱是恒久忍耐，忍耐除了兄弟还愿意上来说，这就是一个大的 surprise。另外一个我一个建议就是说，弟兄姊妹，我们既然在神里边是夫妻，在任何时候都不要说离婚的话，就是说你们打得头破血流都不要说那样没有志气的话。 我为什么要这样说呢？兄弟伙一段时间闹的就是找到我们一个在组里边很好的一家朋友，他们来问，说是你们这个样子，你们要不要试一下 separate？我当时就跟他说，那没有 separate 的话，要么就在一起，要么就离掉，我不会做 separate。其实我意思是，就不要说是给你一个台阶，朝着那个相反的方向走。 我要说的就是那么多，在主里边看见每一家夫妻两个高高兴兴、和和睦睦，那是最美的事情。但是，有些非常叫我们非常喜欢、非常爱的弟兄姊妹，他们在朝着分开的那一个路走，叫我们心里真的非常，可以说是在流血。你们难道在神里边，你们那样的？ 在神里边学圣经学的那么好，我们都赢，你们为榜样，但是你们还按照自己的意思朝着两个相反的方向走的话，那是你们真的在神里边要好好反省。兄弟那样对我，你们也看见了，甚至昨天他说的那个，他说的说他后来还跑到我房子去骂，你知道他骂什么了吗？ 他进来，他说：“你给我卷起被子走。”他叫我在那走，说神说的我，然后我这个你，感谢弟兄给我启示。我的意思就是说，感谢神给我那样的勇气。他那样说，我从来我根本不往心里去。就是说，冯牧师说了一句非常叫我非常欣赏的话，是他在神里边是天下无敌的。我说冯牧师能说出这样的话。
因为耶稣在他那里，他哪里来的敌人？所以兄弟来说了，让我要是凭血气的话，我肯定和他说起来。我心里就是嘻哈哈，我说你就说我让我卷起被子走，我就走了，不会的。怎么说还是这还是我的家，所以我开始就引用了神说的话：爱是恒久忍耐，总会忍耐。说这个忍耐不是说气哼哼的人，就好像你说了我不在乎，但是说。 要是你说的好，我还接受啊。就说在神里边不断的朝对的方向走，这就是对的。兄弟能在弟兄姊妹面前能来这样对我道歉，我接受你的道歉，但是无所谓啊。我是道歉不入的，为啥？因为有神在我这儿，我是道歉不入的，我也不会记你的仇，不记你的恨。我只是给他警告了，我说你那样来对付我。 等你爬到地上起不来，你看见你的女儿对她的先生也是那个样子的话，你会后悔的。这就是我说的。再说一遍，我把圣经的章节没记住，但是我总还是记住了。爱是恒久忍耐，哎，这个忍耐里边不要带着气，是嘻嘻哈哈就过了。等他悟过来了，他就会上来给你道歉的。
弟兄姐妹平安。 Okay, so I want to talk about VBS this year. And can someone translate for me? Okay, thank you. And hold this close to your mouth so the older people can hear it. Okay. Oh, okay. So VBS, I think we weren't quite prepared to work together as a team.
暑期圣经学校这一次，我们没有很好有够的时间来排 来预备。
Yeah, and like Samuel said, I feel like we didn't really say the lessons or do the songs correctly.
我觉得我教的不够好。
But that didn't mean that God wasn't working in the children's hearts.
但是神还是在弟兄姊妹的心里面工作。孩子们的心里面工作。
Yeah, and even though I didn't do the Bible lesson very well, that was the day someone actually wanted to do counseling.
虽然有一天我觉得我没有准备得够好，但是那一天有一个孩子就来到我们、有会谈。
And it was the perfect time because his dad won't let any of his family go to church.
那个时间是正好，因为他的爸爸妈妈不让他这个孩子来教会。
It was a kind of distant relative who brought him to VBS.
那次刚好是他的远亲把他带来。
So this was like the only time in his life he could actually believe in Jesus.
他只有在那段时间他可以来到教会听福音。
And he, at first when he came, he had so many questions.
当他来的时候他有很多问题。
And later I found out it was because he didn't believe in his dad told him all these lies.
后来我才知道他爸爸跟他讲了很多谎言。
Because his dad goes to a church that worships Satan.
因为他爸爸是去撒旦的教会。
And I didn't know how to tell him about Jesus. I was very surprised.
我很惊讶，也不晓得怎么样来跟他讲。
So, I was glad that Alina was with me.
我很感谢神 ，Alina 在我旁边。
She really helped me. She focused on teaching him about Jesus, not just answering his questions.
她不光是他就是Alina 就是光讲福音讲耶稣基督而不是一直回答他的问题。
So I want to talk Matthew 18:20.
在马太福音18:20.
For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
And so, the second day, I just let Alina talk to him.
所以第二天我就让Alina 跟他谈话。
And I was so surprised he actually believed in Jesus.
我真的很惊讶，因为他接受了耶稣基督。
And I'm so glad because it's so difficult for someone who like,He has spiritual warfare.
我真的是知道，我看到这个困难重重，这个属灵的征战。
And he just lives in a really bad neighborhood. There's gangs, you know. Everyone does bad things. He feels lonely and doesn't have friends.
他住的环境是非常的恶劣，他也是很孤单，他没有朋友。
But I want to talk about Psalm 107:10. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains.
Okay, 在107的
10节。
第十节，在那些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，被苦难和铁链捆绑。
And then Psalm 107:13 says, 13:14 says, Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress.
于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，他们的困难中他从他们的困难中救他们。
He brought them out of the darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains.
他从黑暗中和死荫里领他们出来，折断他们的锁链。
And this really encouraged me a lot.
这真的是很鼓励我。
And it also made me realize that even though we teach like what we think our church kids that have already believed in Jesus, sometimes someone might come. You never know who hasn't believed in Jesus.
虽然有的时候我都觉得说我们在教的这些孩子都已经接受主，就像我们教会的，但是我们不知道什么时候神会把像这样子的一个孩子带到我们中间。
So I am really glad of what God has done, and I have one more story to tell. This is a boy I was counseling, not 那Alina。
我还有另外一个经历， 这就是我有, 另外一个小男孩, 我有跟他谈的。
So he was so cute because when I asked him, do you believe in Jesus? He said, I love Jesus.
他好可爱, 当我问他说你, 接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗? 他说我爱耶稣。
Yeah, I kept talking with him. He has such an innocent heart.
我一直跟他交通, 然后他真的心实在是很纯。
But I tried to help him because he didn't know some things. He thought stealing was okay because he was trying to help his dad. Like give him free stuff that his dad needed.
Oh, 他我是在我要帮助他, 因为他不知道偷东西是不对的。
So I just said you should continue to read your Bible. The Bible will help you know what's right.
所以我 鼓励他继续读圣经, 因为圣经会知, 跟他讲什么是对的。
And so I'm just really glad of this VBS experience.
我真的是感谢神。 这暑期圣经学校的这个经历。
And I don't know what hymn number this is, but can we sing 主动开一些锁链 or something? I don't know which
can
one.
Can we sing the hymn that Lord breaks every feathers?
Because his darkness is chasing that boy. Can
we? 稍等，稍等。 可不可以等一下，我们把留到最后唱这首歌，可不可以？好，然后因为我还想借用一点时间分享，我们七月的时候，Robert跟我去跟一群那个弟兄姊妹，我们去寻找那个。 去 follow search the footstep of Paul. Okay. This one? Okay. Robert, do you have the
Okay, he gave me 5 minutes.
他说我只有五分钟。 所以, okay. Am I doing this right? Oops. Oops. Okay, there we go. 我们这一次呢，去的是主要是最让我 touch 的是一个岛叫做 Malta. 好 ，Malta 这个岛呢，你在这个地图上面哈，大概看不到，很小很小。 他这边是以色列，然后那个是罗马，保罗要从以色列到罗马，但是他在，他说他，但是呢，他到了那个，Malta的这个岛的时候，他是遇难，他在海上经过了很多很多的苦难，然后风波。 到 Malta 的时候，他就搁浅。你知道 Malta 在哪里吗？在这里。I can use this. Oh, there it is. 在这里。好，就那个岛小的，连那个字都比那个写的那个英文字都还小，非常非常小的一个岛。但是这个岛。 当我在读圣经的时候，读了很多是在以弗所，在那个使徒行传里面读的时候，我就把这个岛跳过去，因为对我来讲没有什么，没有什么特别的意义。但是这次我看到，第一，你看这个岛的地图，它是在这个地中海的中间，好，所以它的这个地理非常的重要。然后我们再看下面一个图，在。 使徒行传的这一节里，这个 section 里面有讲到保罗在 Malta 的经历。好，我们来到 Malta 的时候是一个很平静的、一个很安静的、一个清晨的早上。我们的船就这样子慢慢慢慢的经过它的港口，但是保罗不是这样子来到这个地方。 保罗，我把这个保罗的经验 的他所写的就是稍微简洁的写下来，你们可以慢慢看，我就不再讲了。但是保罗的经历是是他生命都没有办法保住，好，然后他的那个他们不能够吃饭，风大的就是说他们已经是失去所有的希望，能够存活的希望。但是保罗有神的话，他就跟他同船的人讲，他说你们不要怕，他你什么时候应该做什么事情他就做，然后神就这样子的把这个船呢带到这个在那个大在那个 Mediterranean Sea 里面，就这样子就这样带进来这个地方，这个港现在叫做The Paul's Bay 的这个地方。然后他又讲说这个地方他进来的时候呢已经是很大的大风浪，他们觉得已经快靠岸了，但是又怕这个岸的旁边有礁石会把那个船就是整个毁掉。然后他们正在往这个地方走的时候呢，又有另外一个水流就在是从这个地方又从岸边这样子又把他们最后又冲击，所以最后他们整个船就坏掉了，整个坏掉了。但是呢就像神讲的，没有一个人丧命，整个船没有一个人丧命。来到这个地方 Let me see. 来到这个地方的时候，我们就会看到他从这个大海这样进来，这个是一个 Paul's Bay。 好，他就来到这个地方，然后虽然他们已经经过了很多很多的苦难，已经是命保了，但是呢下面一个还没有完，他这个又有蛇从这个地方跑出来，然后但是神又行了神迹，然后把他他不但没有他就是神就行了一个神迹，让那个让保罗就没有被蛇咬而丧命。然后因着这个机会，因着这个呢，他们就可以，他就被来到一个 governor 的一个地方，然后呢神就借着这个机会就把福音带到这个长官的面前，这个 governor 的面前，然后还医治他的爸爸。所以在这个 Malta 的地方，我真的是觉得说它不但是地理位置很重要，但是我觉得是他这个保罗要在这个从他的耶路撒冷到罗马的这个路上的这个点，也是一个神要把这个福音带到这个小岛。但是这个小岛为什么有这么大的阻力，好像一个属灵的征战一直要都在那里。后来我才慢慢的知道说这个小岛是一个文化的一个中心点，还有不但如此，他这个Turkey 的这个王国如果要到那个西边要征服的话，也是要并经过这个岛来做据点。所以这个前前后后这个岛大概有11个不同的国家来征服这个小小的岛。然后所以我真的是觉得说让我学到一个功课，就是说有的时候我们在神带领我们的路上，我们会遇到一些莫名其妙的 challenge 跟 trial， 我们看不懂，我们看不清楚，但是我们要信靠神，我们要听神跟我们说什么话，我们要面向罗马一直走，就像耶稣基督面向耶路撒冷这样子一直走，来 carry out 这个神的旨意。因为属灵的征战我们不晓得，但是神要用我们的时候，神要用保罗的时候，我们就说 Here I am。 那在当我们回去这个岛已经是2000年以后的事情了，这个岛上面那个开车的司机就跟我们谈，然后我们就真的是听到他的见证，因为他见证说在那个岛上的居民一直到今天还是忠实的在神的这个话语的上面，他们紧紧的扎根在保罗带给他们的福音上面，已经2000多年了，已经经过了11个不同的王国在这个岛上，但是他们今天我从当地的居民的口里面说，这个是我们的神，这个他们这个圣经说保罗来到这里，这个是事实，然后真的是感谢主。在下面还有一个就是我们来到这个岛，这个岛是那个 Greek 希腊的群岛的其中一个岛，虽然保罗没有去，但是我有在我觉得有一个很特别的事情，就是这个岛的住家都是面海，就是面向这边，另外一边呢就没有那个居民。那个其实这个岛上的居民他们经过的苦难，就是说这个岛是一个火山岛，这个火山常常爆发，最后一次是在1953年爆发，所以这个岛的居民在爆发以后他们就吓得都跑掉了。但是呢为什么现在的岛又回来了呢？又居民又看到了呢？因为他们现在发现这个岛外面的人很喜欢来这边度假，所以他们这个岛呢又好多好多人又搬回来，然后以前呢离弃的他们的居所跑到其他的地方去生活的呢就很懊恼说，如果当初把这个我的房子留下来呢，我就可以赚很多钱，就可以有一个什么little hotel 哈，就可以所以让我觉得真的是就像这个诗篇27篇所说的， For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling place. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon the rock. 我们真的是在这个地上，我们没有一个 piece of property 或者 real estate 是给我们平安。我们就在这个地上，如果说我们没有神安居在神的 solid rock 的上面的话，我们就是在这个世界上面的 real estate 里面，到底要留还是要回去 back and forth， 这样也留也不敢留，怕火山爆发，回去也想回去，所以真的是感谢主，我们希望每一个人在座的都是住在 sacred tent and set me upon high rock。 在接下来就是很快的，这个是审判台，保罗曾经在那个雅典的那个 marketplace，他为了要传福音就被人家起哄，就带了这个审判台前面来，然后这个地方也就像那个Aquila 的那个 couple 他们的 civilization 就是雅典的那个景况，就是他们会有一个聚集的一个地方，好像我们在赶集的一个地方，但是他们不但是金融方面的一个聚集，而且是一个culture 文化的聚集，也是一个政府的聚集，所以这个聚集点是非常的 powerful， 所以保罗就是常常在这个据点上面来传福音，然后他也常常的碰到，也就是也有神也会差派他的仆人来安慰他，在跟他一起tent making。 然后这个是我们 on the way back 最后保罗在这个附近登岸了，就一直要走这个 Apine Way 来到罗马。 那那个圣经上面有讲说，在在这个时候他登岸的时候，就有弟兄姊妹从这个地方 Three Tavern 跟那个 Foreign of Appius 来港口，然后陪他一起到罗马去。然后这个地方就是他们现在考古的时候有发现到这个三馆是有这么一个 city 在那边，然后这个就是 Alpine Way 在这边 Apian Way sorry。 这个让我有一个真的是心里面很感动的一件事情，就是说你看那个地图，你看那个地图，他们住在这里，弟兄姊妹住在这里，保罗在这个地方登岸，然后他们要从这个地方下到保罗登岸的地方，再跟他一起往回走到罗马。哦，保罗这个时候已经是经历了各种不同的遭难，但是有这样的弟兄姊妹好愿意好跟这个我们的就是说跟这个使徒保罗特别 made out of way， 他走了好几，那时候都是走路，走了好几天的路来去跟保罗再回来跟他一起走，让我觉得说在我们神带我们走的路的时候，真的是也有好多的弟兄姊妹好，然后当我们在互相的能够一同走，虽然我们走的路是有的时候是已经是好像是不顺路，但是呢我们为弟兄姊妹也愿意跟我们这样子一起走，在我们登路的时候，当我们在一个往一个方向走的时候，不会因为这个走反路而就不方便，然后能够愿意跟我们一起走，走到罗马，走到神要带我们去的地方。我们真的是感谢神在我们的道路的上面，在神叫我们做一个神的仆人传福音的道路的上面，我们每个人都可以帮助我们所有在座的人一起走这个生命的道。好，谢谢主。
感谢主今天给我们许多的美好的见证交通，从 CYIA 他们的经历，我们也看到就是我们在主里面，我们夫妻如何能够一起在主里面，我们一起学习。